This is KUT. The United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce wraps up its annual national convention in Houston today. Yesterday, the event jumped into the national spotlight as protesters interrupted a speech by GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
Bush's speech didn't start off political at all.
It's good to be back in my former home in Houston.
The lunchtime event was supposed to be focused on honoring three female business leaders.
I'm particularly glad to be here in celebration of women entrepreneurs.
But Hispanic activists wanted the former Florida governor to answer questions about immigration policy. They interrupted his speech, chanting, "No hope without our vote."
Okay.
Mary Moreno is with the Texas Organizing Project, one of the groups that led the protest. She says they want to force a discussion on immigration reform on all presidential hopefuls. They zeroed in on Bush, not only because he was in Houston, but because she says he's trying to play both sides of the immigration debate.
He has been more reasonable on immigration in the past, but now he's sort of also being Trumpified, where he's trying to appease to that audience.
While some might brush off the protests as the action of a group that has no interest in supporting a Republican candidate anyway, Hispanic Republicans aren't too happy about the current rhetoric coming out of the GOP field either. Temo Muniz is chairman of the Texas Federation of Hispanic Republicans. He's also part of the Republican National Committee's Hispanic Engagement Initiative, which is aimed at growing the party's base.
Right now, our brand is toxic with the Hispanic community.
Muniz echoes the idea that Donald Trump has pushed immigration rhetoric in the wrong direction. He says several of the candidates tried to jump on Trump's ideas as a way to boost their own poll numbers. He fears many of those GOP candidates have given up on any outreach to Hispanics, even though he firmly believes Republicans can't win the White House without getting around 40% of that group's vote. In 2012, Mitt Romney won support from about 27% of Hispanic voters.
I wish that I could tell you that my party, the Republican Party, could show up to do the get out the vote effort in Nevada and New Mexico as the RNC, and they could send Republican operatives with elephant masks and knocking on doors in Spanish and doing. But that's not going to work. At this point, there's so much disgust that won't work.
But Muniz says he's started to see some pushback on the harsh anti-immigrant rhetoric from Florida Senator Marco Rubio and his favorite candidate, Jeb Bush. Back in Houston, Bush gave an example of that when answering protesters.
This is what I believe. As I've been consistently for the DREAM Act kids to get a path to citizenship. I've been consistently for it, and I'll continue to be consistently for it, irrespective of what the political ramifications of that are.
He also argued the U.S. doesn't need to build a wall or deport everyone in the country that's here illegally. He says the hundreds of billions of dollars it would cost is not a conservative, practical plan.
Finally, let me suggest to you that there are voices in my party that don't agree with any of this. Or some of it at least, the louder voices. And look, let me try to be, I don't want to create more of the food fight.
But so far in the GOP primary race, simply stating an opinion outside of the far right of the party is considered fighting words. And even as you hear this story, I would guess the food is already flying. Ben Philpott, KUT News.